and sisters. This is not just a side remark. Faith, we know, is a mind, the human mind, assenting to, accepting what God has revealed that we do not comprehend. What is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament? And why is it so pleasing to Christ and so powerful in obtaining His grace? Because when I pray before the Blessed Sacrament, I believe that God became man. And let me tell you, I've taught theology for too many years to too many priests. I've come to know by now thousands of souls. And I can tell you, the single most important mystery of our faith that we must believe is that God became man. Sisters, I'm not just using words. God became man. And why? God became man so He might be able to suffer and die for us. If I believe that, then, and let me tell you, I'm safe. I'm older than any of you. I was born on June the 18th. 1914. Can you imagine? And consequently, I am, well, what else? 83 years, and I'm counting the days. From June the 18th to November the 18th, well, July, August, September, October, November. 5 months. 5 times 30 is 150. And 3 days, 3 months, have 31 days, is 153. And today is the 29th of November. So it is now 11 days. Right? 11. Plus 3 is 14. 14 plus 150 is 164 days. I'm counting the days. And I can't wait, sisters, till the Lord calls me. But sisters, I've known and I know thousands of people. The most important mystery of our faith is the Incarnation. Sisters, do you hear me? And prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, for I know what I'm doing, is prayer before the Incarnate Son of God. It's a prayer of faith. I believe that God became man. Secondly, why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing to Christ and so powerful in obtaining His grace? Because it is faith in the real presence. Sisters, I'm honest. You would all be crazy. That's spelled C-R-A-Z-Y. You'd all be crazy to become missionaries of charity. You still get up at 4:40? Unless you believed in the real presence. I'm speaking to believers. And we're asking, Why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing to our Lord and so powerful? Obtain His grace. Because when we pray before the Blessed Sacrament, we believe that Jesus Christ is here. Why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing to our Lord? Because that's why He's on earth. Am I clear? I've said this how many times? My definition of a good teacher, remember, is one who repeats without boring. And sisters, I keep an eye on you to make sure nobody dozes off. Thanks for staying awake. Why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing and powerful? Because that is why God became man, first to die for us, but secondly, to live with us, live among us. That's why He's here. And we don't need a higher or a deeper why than that. That is why Christ at the Last Supper instituted the Holy Eucharist, so that we could come to Him and tell Him what we need. Once more, why? We've touched on this before, but I want to underline it now. Why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing to our Lord and so powerful? Because the Blessed Sacrament is the reason why Christ is on earth to work miracles. And we spent a good hour plus, remember, on the Eucharist being the miracle. Okay. Now I ask you the question, why? Why is Christ here? Why was Christ on earth in His visible humanity? Why? To work miracles. And, as He told us, the miracles you've seen, pardon me, are nothing compared to the miracles you will see, provided we believe. And I've said this before, I want to repeat it and emphasize it. We are to expect miracles, sisters. This is the imperative. Expect miracles. Pardon me for saying this. If you don't expect miracles, you are not a good Catholic. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. And of course, you're asking, why is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament so pleasing? Because Christ wants to work miracles. And remember, there are three kinds of miracles. Who remembers? Oh, first, sister, before I answer that question. Who can finish this sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Don't forget that. There's no limit to our capacity to forget. Now, who was naming the three kinds of miracles? Intellectual and moral. And the word moral, the adjective moral, means what?
Free.
Free.